Track 10 more news stories. Work to start on 1.2 million museum extension. Exciting 1.2 million plans to extend Newton Abbott Museum will start taking shape this month. Contractors are due to move in next week to start the project to deliver a climate-controlled collection store with space for more members of the community to get involved with behind-the-scenes museum activities. In addition, the facility will resolve the shortfalls of accommodating the collection in a former Victorian church and put an end to additional off-site storage. The thermally efficient building has been designed to be architecturally distinct from the museum and reflects the results of a year-long public consultation. Initially given the working title of What's in Store, the scheme was given a green light earlier this year with confirmation of a grant worth more than £800,000 from the National Lottery Heritage Fund. A further £34,000 was also awarded by the Swire Charitable Trust, and another £30,000 came from the Garfield Weston Foundation. Curator Joanna Eccles said, "This will make a fundamental change to the level of care, community access, and space provided for the stored collections by building a single-story extension to the museum to house an environmentally stable and accessible collections store. With community engagement very much at the heart of this project, a programme of engaging behind-the-scenes community activities will be delivered." Stuart McLeod of the NLHF said, "The creation of a new accessible collection store will not only safeguard the town's rich heritage for future generations, but also open up exciting opportunities for the community to engage more deeply with the museum's remarkable collection."
The lengths they go to. Two Buck First Lee women have swum nearly 43 miles to raise money for charity, the equivalent of Dover to Calais and back again. Tracy Domett and Sue Kurzweil began their challenge on June the 1st, aiming to complete 1,609 lengths of Buck First Lee outdoor pool, or 21 miles. But after achieving the equivalent of one channel swim, they kept going, clocking up a total of 42.89 miles, or 3,220 lengths, on August the 7th, and raising £1,082 for Macmillan Cancer. Tracy said, "What a summer we've had. We've made new friends in the pool, including Emma and James, who have often swum up and down the many lengths, keeping us company. They celebrated with us on the night of Thursday the 2nd of July when we completed the 21 miles, which we completed in 25 swims in 5 weeks. I then went on a 9-day holiday, but as soon as I returned, I was back in the pool with Sue, and we have chipped away another 21 miles. I'm so proud of Sue and myself. If anyone had once said I would be setting my alarm for 5:45 a.m. to be in the pool at 6:30 a.m., I would have laughed at them and said, no way ever." The pair met at Buckfast Lee Swimming Club and bonded over their love of swimming, which they plan to continue doing. Tracy said, "We'll be carrying on until the pool closes at the end of the season. And when it reopens for cold water swimming sessions on Sunday mornings, we will be there. We love our swimming and won't be stopping."
Free energy saving workshops launched. Free sessions on how to save energy and cut bills are being launched after Tonbridge Council teamed with Action on Climate in Tonbridge. The sessions, led by trained ACT facilitators, include hands-on support from an energy expert. Residents will receive practical advice, such as how to measure electricity consumption with a plug-in energy monitor to help identify which household devices use the most power and where savings can be made. The plug-in device shows real-time electricity usage, making it easier to spot wasted energy and make small changes that can lead to savings over time. During the sessions, residents will explore how electricity usage is measured, what affects energy costs, and understand how to make the most of their electricity meter. The advice will include finding out what baseload energy use means, including the power used by devices that are always switched on, and identify items that draw power continuously. After attending a session, residents can borrow the plug-in energy monitor to use in their home or businesses. Sessions are open to everyone and delivered to small groups, such as friends, colleagues, community groups, and charities. Residents can book a free workshop on the Action on Climate in Tynmouth website. Councillor Jackie Hook, Executive Member for Environment, Climate and Sustainability, said, "Teaming up with ACT is a fantastic opportunity to reach more residents and provide additional support to those looking to reduce their energy costs. Understanding how you use energy is the first step to reducing it. Small changes can quickly cut costs, and this simple device helps make those changes clear and achievable."
Having an awesome time on the River Teen. 18 boats took to the water between Tynmouth and Newton Abbot at the end of last month for the historic Barham Cup rowing relay race. The Barham Cup began in 1924 when the crew of HMS Barham, which was visiting Tynmouth, challenged local fishermen to a race. Now organised by Tynmouth Regatta, supported by Tynmouth and Newton Abbot Town Councils, the event is an opportunity to celebrate the towns at either end of the Teen estuary. The first relay of rowers set off from Tynmouth Fish Quay and made their way to Coombe Cellars, where the second relay took over and rowed to the finishing line at Newton Abbot Town Quay. Overall winners were the four-man team comprising James Stoyle, Mark Annell, Ed Rawlings and Paul Carpenter. And there are five very colourful photographs of all the competitors.
Traditional country fair in the heart of Dartmoor. The historic 15th century church of St Winifred formed the backdrop for Manaton's annual summer show and fair last Saturday, 8th of August. Tucked on the southeast slopes of Dartmoor and taking place both on the church field and village green, the show offered everything expected of a quintessential village show, and a lot more besides. Classics, cars, prize-winning vegetables, tasty treats and cream teas, along with the ever-popular fun dog show and terrier races, plus falconry displays, were just a few of the events that enticed the numerous visitors who visited the show. Organisers said that the day went really well and extended thanks to everyone who helped make the event a success. All proceeds from the day go back to help maintaining the fabric of St Winifred's Church and to local good causes. And there are several photographs of this show, some beautiful flowers, but one that caught my eye is entitled Dog Tired. Honora, the Irish terrier, takes it easy outside the main show tent, and there he is, snoozing peacefully.